The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They're hot. They're really hot. They're burning. It's Denton's five burning questions.
All right, Denton, five questions for me. Go ahead.
All right, first one. Question number one. Game of the weekend, Buffalo and Kansas City. Is Buffalo the team that ends Kansas City's hopes for a perfect season?
I don't think so. I think the Chiefs, they just figure out ways to win that week. Like, they have, in so many ways, become a lot like the Patriots during their dynastic run, in that every team was different year in and year out, but all those teams had, you know, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady. These teams have Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, and they just do whatever they need to do to win. Like, the Patriots were never, like, if you had said about the Patriots, Denton, during their run, what was their identity? It was different every year. Winning was their identity. But it, or the identity would be what? Did they have an identity?
Yeah, Brady. Brady and Belichick. And then in that 07 year when they ran the table, it was Brady and Moss.
I know. Right, so it was Brady, yeah. But I'm talking about, you know, Pittsburgh's identity is toughness. Baltimore's identity is blue-collar toughness, great defenses typically. You know, the 49ers' identity is we're going to run the ball. You know, the Patriots every year did it differently. You know, if it required Brady to throw it 45 times to win games, great. If it required Brady to throw it 21 times, they did that. If it meant, you know, they got to go heavy zone, they did that. If it meant they had to go heavy man, it went that way. That's the Chiefs right now. I mean, yeah, it's Reed and it's Mahomes. It was Belichick and Brady. But their style just seems to change based on what's required to win the game. This is a big game for Buffalo, man. Big game. They got destroyed by Baltimore. You know, if you consider these three teams to be the heavyweight teams, and Baltimore's struggling on defense, and we just talked about that, this is a big game for Buffalo. Buffalo needs to, at home Sunday, beat the Chiefs. And I'm not confident that they will. I actually kind of like Kansas City to have maybe one of their best performances of the year and win that game.
Yeah, they certainly know how to get up for games. I will say this, if Josh Allen does go out there, seeing that he is working with limited talent and beats Kansas City,
MVP,
he's right there in that conversation with Lamar. Because he already is in the conversation, but it feels like it's Lamar's sizable gap, then Josh Allen and Jaden. I think that gap closes for Josh Allen. I also think it closes if Jaden wins on Thursday.
What if Mahomes goes out and throws for 350 and three touchdowns and they destroy Buffalo in Orchard Park? Now Mahomes is back into the conversation.
He's back in it, yeah. So big day for the MVP trophy.
What's the number again? 2.5?
2.5, I think, unless it's maneuvered.
Yeah, I like Kansas City on the road Sunday. All right, what's next? What's your second
question? Number two. After losing to the New Orleans Saints, do you question how good Atlanta is?
Definitely. But, you know, I had the Saints as a smell test pick, and I thought that they would win that game outright. It's just too much on Atlanta. Atlanta's bad on defense. They've got a couple of really good safeties. But Jesse Bates is one of the best players defensively in the league. They can't stop the run. They don't get enough pressure on the quarterback. That's a bad combination. You know, when you can't stop the run and then you don't pressure the quarterback well. They got a kicker who's missed five out of his last seven attempts in the year of the field goal kicker. Missed three in one game indoors. So you got maybe an issue there. They've got some injuries a little here and there. You know, London was banged up a couple of weeks ago, and he's okay. But they lose a couple of linemen each game. Kirk needs the supporting cast. You know, as he's gotten a little bit older, what's clear is his mind's working better than it ever has. But you got to protect him. When he has time, look out. He'll shred you, as he did Tampa with 500 yards on a Thursday night game. But if they're not running the football, which they have the capability of doing, and then protecting, like Sunday's a real challenge against that Denver defense. But yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence. They may make the postseason and win the division, but it's going to be 9-8, 10-7. 10-7, best case. But you and I both think Tampa still has a chance to get back into this.
Yeah, I definitely do. I think Baker's been very quietly playing really, really well this year, which I did not think was going to be the case. All right.
He'll make a couple of bad decisions, though, during games.
Yeah, that's par for the course.
Yeah.
With Baker. Question number three. You've seen Pittsburgh up close. You've seen Baltimore up close. Who wins the AFC North?
Well, I just told you I think Pittsburgh is going to win Sunday at home as a dog. At home against Baltimore. I think the Highsmith loss is a big loss. But that, you know, that won't necessarily, that would put them, by the way, 8-2, Baltimore at 7-4. But that's not going to tell the tale completely. I'll tell you what, I'll pick it right now. Pittsburgh has to play Baltimore and Kansas City later in the year in back to back weeks. And that second Baltimore game will be on the road. That'll be critical. I think Pittsburgh's got a decent chance to win the AFC North. It's a different Pittsburgh team because offensively, they're more capable. God, you got to give them credit. Who had Russell Wilson playing this well and playing this clutch? Although there were a couple of games last year in Denver where he came up really big at the end of games. I don't know, Denton. That one, it's kind of a coin toss, but I'll just go out on a limb and say Pittsburgh wins the AFC North.
I think I still like Baltimore. Just because of Lamar, and I trust him more.
I love Lamar. I love Lamar. I do. It's going to be. They play that Saturday. Remember that four team. You know, within 4 days, Saturday, December 24th, Pittsburgh plays at Baltimore, and then on Christmas Day they play home to the Chiefs. Baltimore plays at Pittsburgh. Baltimore plays home to Pittsburgh and then plays at Houston on Christmas Day. So those four teams playing on Saturday, the 21st, and on Christmas Day, which is a Wednesday, those games are going to be massive in the AFC. All right, what's your next one?
All right, question number four. At 3-7, the year has been a disaster for the Jets. At the end of this year, do they blow it up?
Probably. Yeah. I mean, what's Aaron's contract? Again, I've said this every week this year. Can't really say it last week, but their defense is terrible. I mean, the Jets and the Ravens last year had two of the best defenses in the league, and they're both horrendous this year. You just can't trust defense year to year. I mean, that's a lesson we've learned in previous years with our own team, whose defense was awesome in 2022, and in 2023, it was the worst in the league last year. It's just weird the way that works. Sometimes it's coordinators and coaching staff. Sometimes it's loss of players. Sometimes it's just whatever you had that worked. The teams that are playing you this year figured it out. But, I mean, they could – I told you this. The game against Arizona on Sunday between the Cardinals and the Jets, the Cardinals scored on every drive of the game until they didn't have to score anymore. Touchdown, 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 field goal, touchdown, up 31-6, and then basically they punted with subs, and then they ran the clock out on their last drive. The Jet defense is awful. Arizona was 5 of 7 on third downs. They had, you know, a dominant time of possession advantage. They didn't get stopped. It's happened with the Jets all year long on defense. I'm not saying the offense is lights out, because it hasn't been, and they drove the ball and had to kick field goals too often. And then he turned it over in the red zone. But their problem as to why they are, what are they now, 3-7?
3-7, yeah.
Has been number one, defense. Number two, they had a kicker problem that cost them two games early. And number three, they haven't been good enough on offense.
Number three, I think, is leadership. They seem to have no leadership.
Maybe some of that is leadership. True that.
By the way, Aaron is under contract in 2025. And then he did that thing that Brady did where, like, the next 5 years are void options just to, like, help move money around to make things easier for the Jets to sign people. All right, my fifth and final.
You know what? He's such a narcissist. There's no chance he's leaving on this kind of a season. He's back next year. And the Jets will gladly have him, because who else are you going to put back there?
Yeah, it keeps him relevant, and there's no one else that you're going to put back there, unless Jeopardy comes open again. I don't know. Is that job still open? All right, fifth and final question.
Jennings is holding down the fort.
How much will a coaching change help Caleb Williams?
Have no idea on this one. I will tell you this. Remember in our game, we saw truly a horrendous quarterback performance for three quarters. For three quarters of that game, he held it too long. He, you know, was inaccurate. He wouldn't throw it. He was running around. He made a couple of plays with his legs. And then he made some big plays in a 200-yard, you know, 15-point last 16 minutes of the game. And they were about to win it. I mean, let's not forget, the Bears were up 15-12. The game was over. Since then, they've lost 29-9 and 19-3 to the Cardinals and the Patriots. I hope it works out. I think he's really talented. I mean, you and I love Jaden the whole way, but I certainly understood why Caleb Williams was going to get picked where he was. He's super talented. I've heard that players wanted Tyson Badgett, the Shepherd College kid, to play. And then I've also read where DeAndre Swift and maybe even Keenan Allen just said they don't know what the problems are offensively, but they think that Caleb has a lot of talent.
Yeah, Adam Schefter.
You can't bail on the number one pick in the draft.
No.
After 10 games, 9 games.
No.
You know?
Schefter
went
on.
They needed to hire. Here's going to be the interesting offseason thing, is to watch the Ben Johnson chase, right? Because if he actually wants to be a head coach this upcoming offseason, he'll get that opportunity to be a head coach. It'll say a lot about Caleb Williams if he doesn't go to Chicago, if he's offered the gig.
I think there's been a lot of issues. One, like you just mentioned, the Tyson Bagent thing. Schefter was on McAfee saying that the Bears could consider benching Caleb Williams, so that certainly didn't help. But then they fired Shane Waldron the day after. A lot of the issues with Caleb, though, are because, and I don't want to point fingers necessarily, but it's because Lincoln Riley let him YOLO in college. They were just trying to get him a Heisman Trophy because the defense was bad, so they just let him do this thing where he could hold the ball for as long as he wanted, run around out there, and then make some sort of superhero kind of play. And now that you're in the NFL, guys are too fast for that. Both on the back end of the defense and as the pass rushers, they're not going to let you run around for sometimes 5, 6, 7 seconds back there. He needs to get rid of that.
That's true, but it doesn't mean that he can't get coached up to play differently now that he's in the league. He has excellent arm talent.
Well, 100%. They just need to bring a coach in that can do that, because it doesn't feel like they were coaching him hard enough to avoid. If you take that away, this guy's, there's a reason he was the number one overall pick. They just need a coach to come in here and get on his rear end about not doing the silly Superman stuff.
Yeah. And he tried some of that Superman stuff against us. I've not seen the last two games of his, but he got sacked 9 times in a game. I mean, That's not good. I mean, when you get sacked 9 times in a game, you can pretty much, by the way, it's 15 times in the last 2 games. You can pretty much bet everything, the farm, on it ain't all the offensive line. You know, when it's the offensive line, you can get sacked 5 times, but you're then getting rid of the ball. You're not going to take 9 of them. When you get sacked 9 times, that is, I'm telling you, a lot on him. And we saw that in the game here. He just holds it too long. He won't unload it. And it must be because he's not seeing it. And sometimes it takes a while for young quarterbacks to see it. So, you know, he had a couple good games there. They were also running the football in some of those games pretty effectively. They got to run the football, no doubt. Helps. Young quarterbacks need a running game, good defense, big target, tight end. He's got a lot of big targets, that's for sure. All right, is that our 5th and final?
That are the 5 NFL burning questions.
All right, you know, I actually wanted to play something that Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels said yesterday. You'll hear that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the team980.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.